course, the
limousine.
Go down there. She got limousine. I know it's wrong. That, but who's wrong?
All right. What kind of public transportation do they have here that you ride every morning?
Well, they call that the VARTA.
Okay. VARTA bus.
VARTA bus. All
right.
From the car. From the steering wheel.
What is that little place on the right side of the dash with a latch and a lock for keeping maps and things?
Pocket.
What might you stretch around several maps to keep them together?
A map?
Yeah, like you got a lot of maps. When you want to put them together, what would you put around to keep them together?
Tape.
Okay, what about a rubber band? What you
never put a rubber band around.
If you had just a few sheets of information to put in the glove compartment, what might you keep them together with? A little thing maybe I would use to keep...
Clip. Gym clip to go.
Where do you keep your spare tire?
On the rear of the car, some of them in the trunk.
Okay, what is another word for an accelerator? What do I mean when I say accelerator?
You talking about the accelerator would run the car?
Uh-huh. What's folk used to call that?
All I ever know is accelerator.
What about the gas pedal? Have you ever heard that?
Gas what?
Gas pedal.
Oh, yeah. Push the accelerator down here.
Uh-huh. If your car is without an automatic transmission, how do you change the gears?
Well, you got a thing, just pull it back, high gear, low gear, medium gear.
You know what that's called?
Called changing gears.
Gear shift.
Gear shift, man.
Have you ever heard the term stick shift used?
Yeah.
That's what they use nowadays, isn't it? If you are driving through a housing complex or any other residential district, you often must gear down or slow down because they have put these humps in the street. What are they called?
That's warning, slow down. Like when you go and turn in George Washington, you got that. So you can slow down.
You know what they're called?
No.
Speed breakers. You ever heard that?
No.
You never heard of speed breakers? Okay. Now, I want to know about different kinds of fire truck. You know anything about fire truck?
Yeah, they got the little fire truck and they got them big swinging fire truck they call the long and two men is one man in the front stern, one man behind send them. I forget the name of them, but then they got some little fire truck, there's one man driving. See?
All right. Do you know anything about the hook and ladder?
Yeah,
truck?
Hook and ladder. That's what I'm talking about. That's actually hook and ladder, the long truck.
Okay.
With those ladders on it.
Now, do you know anything about a snorkel truck?
No, I ain't that much, man.
If someone had a heart attack, what kind of a small truck might be sent by the fire department?
Well, I might get an ambulance, a pickup truck.
All right, an emergency truck?
Emergency truck.
If the fire chief came to the fire alone, what might he drive over in?
A red car.
What kind of car?
Red car, all of them red.
And what kind of car do you call that?
Call that chief's car.
All right. What's a police sedan? Police sedan.
That's called car these police ride around in.
Do you know any other names?
Call it paddy wagon.
All right. Do the police use those aircraft with large overhead props?
Yeah.
What do you call those?
You mean
it goes around and around. Police ride around
on top of the car.
No, they fly around up there.
Helicopter.
All right. Now, what I want to talk about now is serious storms. This one happens on land and sea, and it's a lot of rain in it. Happened mostly in Florida. What kind of storm is that?
They name them. They call them. Some of them call them tornadoes. Some of them. I know the name, I can't get it in my mind.
Hurricane.
Hurricane, that's right. Right. Hurricane.
Now this one has a funnel shape. What is it?
Twister.
What? Twister.
Yeah.
All right. We had one of these about